Alright, you'll give us a countdown in your top five reasons for being late to record Trophy Horse.
Let's see here. I was doing my grown-up responsibilities.
I thought you were playing video games, man. Now you're starting to sound like tricky.
Wait. That's going to be my number one reason. I gotta get five. I had better things to do. I was hungry. I was hungry. What was number two going to be? I forget what number two was going to be. It was pretty good. And I was playing video games like that.
You have better things to do than to come and talk to our listeners?
When you put me on the spot like that, yes.
Hello everybody and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 205. I'm your host, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me, the original whore, Donnie.
What up, dope people? That's it. That's all for today. No raps, cause, Tricky, he didn't step. He got nervous after that last week's show. I thought I gave it to him and a rap. He ain't no more battles. He ain't want to battle no more.
Yeah, okay. Making his triumphant return back to the whoredom, Mr. Alex.
Hey everyone. I'm just gonna be like Donnie and just be real basic today. And also, Tricky doesn't want to step to me in a rap battle.
Apparently, Kentucky doesn't even want to step up to the NBC, the NAACP.
Apparently, you don't want to step up to the English language.
Apparently, Kentucky doesn't want to step up to the NCAA finals either.
Hey, for three of the last 4 years, we've been in the Final Four, and one of those years we won it, so pretty damn good.
Yeah, I just want to say I called it. Duke Blue Devils, baby.
Yeah, well, they didn't beat Kentucky, so...
No, but we beat the team that beat Kentucky.
Dude, you play Wisconsin and Kentucky any given night, and it's going to be like 50-50, 60-40, like pretty even match.
Also with us, I yield to no one.
I have been playing a game that Tricky will not platinum nor ever get a quarter of the way into it.
Uncharted 3?
No.
What's that?
We'll get to that when we've been talking about what we've been playing.
Alright. I'm gonna have to, do our updated trophy count. But my computer is lacking, so I'm gonna try to go last. Yield, what are your trophies like?
Level 19, trophy count of 3293, and a platinum count of 40.
And Alex?
I have, 4,625 trophies. I'm level 24. My average trophy rarity is 44.41%. And, I have 56 platinums in 55 games.
Alright, Donnie?
Thanks for asking.
Oh, Alex, you got a new platinum? What is it?
Guess.
Okami.
Damn right, I'm top dog, bitches.
That's alright, I got a new platinum too and no one noticed.
You love your platinum in.
Thank you, Alex. I got an iPlatinum Motorstorm Apocalypse.
Alright. Well, see, here's the thing, and Donnie will go to your trophy guy in a second. See, two episodes ago, we all said, hey, we're gonna have a new platinum next week. Me and Donnie announced ours last week, so since you guys both missed last week, you know, we just don't care about your new platinums.
Speak for yourself. I forget.
See, Donnie cares.
Alright, Donnie, your trophy count.
Level 26, trophy count is 54. And I got a little country right there. I don't know where that came from.
You got a little redneck in
there? Yeah. And
you had somebody come in your back door?
75 plaques. And I think it might be a while before I get the next one, because I'm playing some things that's not worth platinable. Or not platinable, but not worth platinum.
We'll get that in a second. And I am level 27, Total trophies of 6,132 and a plaque count of 43. So, you kind of got me interested now. What game have you been playing?
I've been playing Brutal Legend.
Ooh. Why wouldn't I play that game?
Because the second or third chapter, you have to go get the heavy duty metal strings of healing. And the,
oh, that's right. And you have to go into a spider cave or something.
And like that, the metal strings of healing are produced by a giant metal spider that you have to fight. And on the way, you get attacked by the spider minions and a whole bunch of swarm spider babies. So I'm like, yeah, Tricky's not playing this.
Well, I got. When we get to my part of what we're playing, you guys are gonna laugh at me because I've encountered some spiders in the game I'm playing. Alex, what have you been playing?
Well, I've been playing more than just that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Besides MotorStorm Apocalypse, that which I platinumed a couple weeks ago, I've been playing my Simpsons Tapped Out. I fired up Brutal Legend, and I also fired up PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale on my Vita.
Don't talk to me about that game.
So, when the time comes to platinum it, I will be getting a hold of Alex and Tricky.
No, you won't be getting a hold of me.
Why?
Because I refuse to play that game anymore.
Oh!
I got together with, I think it was you, Alex, and Deadly Kaiser. We were trying to get a trophy for me. It did not pop.
Well, fine. I'll get Alex and Deadly to help me platinum it.
I don't think Deadly has it anymore because he had it on the PS3, and I don't think he has PS3 anymore.
No. I'll still get somebody. I'll get at least Alex and somebody else to help me.
I'll help you. All right, and is that all you've been playing?
Let's see. Yeah, I tried to play Need for Speed Most Wanted, but there's a big update, and I haven't updated it yet.
You gotta get the hamster running on that wheel for you.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Donnie, what have you been playing?
And I've been playing some Mortal Kombat! Boom, 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 ba-dum, boom, boom,
boom, ba-dum, boom. I am so sorry, listeners. Hopefully Donnie will patch the real Mortal Kombat theme song in there.
No, just for a second, I was going to do that, but now I'm using my real voice, and I'm going to amplify it. No, but I've been playing some Mortal Kombat. I'm digging it like I expected to, and I've also been playing some Resident Evil Revelations 2, which like I mentioned last week, highly disappointed at that game. And it's not just by the game story that I'm disappointed with. It's the graphics and gameplay, like both plays PlayStation 1 like, and that's some bull crap since I'm playing it on PlayStation 4. Like I mentioned last week, that's some like for real bull crap. But Mortal Kombat, that is off the chain. Some things that I'm not.
I don't know about off the chain.
It's off the chain. I mean, listeners, don't listen to Tricky because he liked the last one, and if you like the last one, you most definitely dig in this one. And it because they added more stuff. And they added some stuff that's kind of stupid, which I'm about to speak on. And I don't know what Tricky's gripe is about it that's making him saying it's not off the chain, because whatever it is, I'm quite sure it's still off the chain, minus whatever Tricky's about to say. Because it's cool. I don't understand the whole, which I feel like this for any fighting game where you have to pick and choose which fighting style you want to play with when you pick your rounds. I feel like you should be able to alternate between those fighting styles within the fight, within like real time of the fighting, because to me that's more fluent. I shouldn't have to pick jiu-jitsu style and then fight the whole match with jiu-jitsu. I should be able to pick whatever style they have. I should be able to alternate between jiu-jitsu, karate, capybara, all that stuff.
Capoeira.
Yeah, all that type. If they know how to do, whatever style they have, you should have every arsenal in their arsenal available to you, not pick and choose which one you should have. So that's what I don't agree with the Mortal Kombat. And then I quite don't understand it because even when you pick it, it says you gained. I'm going to use an example with Liu Kang. If you pick a certain fighting style, it says you gained the ability to do the flying kick and bicycle kick. I didn't choose that one because I know what the flying kick and bicycle kick looks like, so I picked something else. But when I start to fight, I still have access to my bicycle kick and flying kick. So I'm like, why are you saying that I gained the access to do that when I have access to doing it anyway? So some things I don't quite understand with the whole Mortal Kombat universe. The story mode is on point. They got a legitimate, for real story. And for a fighting game, it is a good story for a fighting game. That's not expected in a fighting game to have a good story.
Well, no, the last Mortal Kombat, the kind of Mortal Kombat reboot that came out a few years back had a pretty good story.
Yeah, like decent story to it. Yeah, it did. Yeah. But you still don't kind of, you can't put your, you know, all your hopes into a fighting game story, you know.
Very true. Like the way, but I mean, it's not like it was a new story. I mean, they were just kind of going over the universe's story again, but they did, like, it's the way they connected it and the way they kind of weaved everything together and how, like, they put, like, kind of like, cutscenes and melded it with the gameplay and like fights started right away and just the way they did it.
It's cool. They did everything right for what you kind of expect a fighting game storyline would go. And they, you know, they did it all that the right way. It's a new story too. Some people that you thought wasn't dead or didn't die in the last one, somehow they died now. But the story will tell you that. It's cool.
Mortal Kombat characters, let's be honest, never really die. I mean.
Well, yeah, as long as Quan Chi. No. They do really die. Some people do really die. Shao Kahn.
I'm sure there's a way they could find to bring him back.
Well, yeah, it is, but there's no more Shang Tsung, which I'm kind of somewhat slightly upset about.
Shang Tsung.
If Liu Kang, if undead Liu Kang can show up in Mortal Kombat Deception, I think they can pull off bringing anybody back to life.
Yeah, he did, cause yeah, everybody is like, it got like four or five different undead people that you fight against in this.
Did they drink from the tree of life?
I keep saying that. I just want them back in the game for some reason, but Quan Chi brought them back. But, there will be another one. I know that for sure.
There can only be one.
That's Highlander.
I know.
There will be another Mortal Kombat game because the way it ended, the story ended. If not another Mortal Kombat game, there will be DLC to carry the story on because the way it ended, it ended kind of gangster. So there's my gripe with Mortal Kombat. Not really a gripe. Tricky, whatever you about to say about it.
That's all you've been playing, Donnie, though?
Yeah, Mortal Kombat and that. I do have some other games, but I haven't touched them yet.
I mean, the only thing I've really been playing all week besides Clash of Clans was Mortal Kombat X. My gripe with Mortal Kombat is just, I felt like the story, while it was a good story, I thought that was incredibly short. I know it's a fighting game, but how many times, cause we talked about this last week. Even though a person buying Mortal Kombat may go out and buy all the characters just to have all the characters, you're gonna stick to your core characters. So, how many times can you go through the tower as Scorpion? Or how many times can you go back to, you know, or Sub-Zero, whatever it is? The story, I think it should be a little bit more impactful, because the story to me in the Mortal Kombat games has always been about not necessarily telling you the story, but teaching you how to use each character.
No, because you only play with maybe six characters of the whole 25 rosters that you have right now.
Well, in this case, you use 12.
You don't play with 12 different fighters in the story?
Yeah. Yes, you do.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow. That's only half of what you have in your roster.
Well, no, I understand that. But I'm saying, I'm not saying that it goes through the whole roster, but story mode to me has always been about teaching you to use the new characters because all the new characters were incorporated into the story. It's a fighting game, and my gripe with the fighting games is there's not much to them. I mean, you go out, fighting games have always been about, you know, going online and fighting with your friends.
Tricky, I don't understand. What you're saying right now is all duh.
No, I'm not trying to be a dumb moment. But the thing is, like, to say that Mortal Kombat X is off the chain is not a fair statement. Is it a good fighting game? Yes.
For it to be a fighting game, it's off the chain for it to be a fighting game. Especially since it'll be the only one on the four that's really worth talking about. Matter of fact, on the four and three right now, skip a Street Fighter and skip a Guilty Gear. Skip all that.
Okay, but if you're saying that it's off the chain just because it's the only one, that's
well,
not
I'm not
a
saying
valid
that. I'm
argument.
Not. I know. I didn't say that. I said the only one worth talking about.
We can't talk about any other ones because they're not out yet.
No, Street Fighter is out.
No, it's not.
Okay, my bad. Street Fighter 3.67 Alpha Mega
there's
is
no
not out yet, but
there's no Street Fighter on the PlayStation 4 yet.
Okay,
at least not
but
to my knowledge.
There's still a Street Fighter out there. I'm just saying, like, Tricky, it's a fighting game. Everything you just making, what you just talked about is like, duh, it's a fighting game. What can you expect from a fighting game other than one-on-one bouts with each other?
Duh!
I'm not saying it's a bad game, Donnie. I'm saying it's not off the chain. It's a good game. It's a qualified fighter. I have no major gripes with the mechanics or the story.
Yeah,
or
it's not anywhere
like that.
Near as good as Gods Among Us.
You know that you all are arguing, and you're basically at the same point that you both really like the game. I mean, you're arguing over that point.
No, I'm
not saying it's a bad game. I'm not saying Donnie's wrong for liking it. I'm just saying people are like losing their minds over this game, and to me, it's not that. Wow, it's just like, it's a fighting game.
Let's move
it's
on.
Not... Alright, well, yield.
You're saying, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, man. It's like an open book test or something
it's,
right now.
No, it's the Call of Duty disease.
It's like a what?
It's the Call of Duty disease. So everybody loses their minds when the new Call of Duty comes out, but it's Call of Duty. It's the same old over and over again.
Skip is just a Call of Duty. It's just a first-person shooter. That's what it is.
Well, my point is, it's just a remake. That's all it is. And
no,
yes,
it's not a remake.
Things.
It's not a
Can
remake.
Can I finish
they,
a statement?
They changed quite a few things. They brought the crypt back, and the crypt is better than when they first had the crypt.
The crypt is horrible.
I said it's better than what it was when they first had the crypt.
No, yes, it is. Bring back that crypt.
The crypt, when it first burned the crypt, all it is was a huge graveyard with a bunch of pillars and, pillars there. You just go down a row and open it up if
yes.
you got the money to do so. This crypt, you can venture through it. And, you know, it's cheesy as heck, but things pop out and try to attack you and you got like the button command to get it before it gets you, but
and I'm fine with that.
They had last time.
But here's my problem with the crypt that's now. The crypt now is there's no way to verify whether or not you got everything in the crypt.
Yes, it is. When you open a crypt, when you open up a casket or a tomb or whatever it is that you're getting it, it explodes. Even when you go inside the tunnel tunnel, you got the dead bodies hanging, and if you go to the dead body and purchase that dead body, it explodes. So it lets you know you already have this.
Yes, but that's not what I said, Donnie.
You just said there's no way possible you know that you got everything in the crypt. That's how you know.
Right, because if there's a treasure chest on the other side of the map, there's nothing telling me I opened up 99% of the things. There's like I can go into the crypt and just keep walking around and not see that one thing that I didn't open. There's nothing verifying that I got 100% of the crypt. That's what I'm saying.
That's
You're right that if I walk up to it, I can tell whether or not I got it or not, but there's nothing telling me, okay, listen, there's one more thing out there for me to
grab. I lost. This move, you win. Let's move on.
To yield, the reason why I'm not going to be playing this game, well, the funny story that behind this game is Donnie just mentioned it. In the crypt, they have things that jump out at you. Well, you go into the spider caves, and you're walking through, and a big fucking spider jumps out at you. The first time it happened, I nearly threw my controller across the room and broke it. But last night, I stocked up some money, and I was trying to go through the crypt to get certain things so I can open up other parts of the crypt. I had to have the goddess, play that part for me, and it was scared the shit out of her, and every time she yelled, it scared the shit out of me.
EMT.
It made me look at the TV, which scared the crap out of me again.
Easy mode tricky, boy, I tell you. Easy mode
that's
tricky.
Not easy
that's
mode.
That's your new thing, man. Easy mode tricky.
Whatever. What, Alex and Neil didn't find my story funny?
Because they know. They know you now.
I'm looking at all my trophies I can get for, Brutal Legend.
And well, and I just expect, I mean, anytime the word spider comes up, I assume that you're just gonna shit yourself, so.
Yeah. You can't be a pimp like that, man.
Let's move into our topics. The first topic we have is gonna make, I know Yield at least happy. Star Wars Battlefront release date has officially been revealed.
Whoop.
It has announced that November 17th is the release date. The multiplayer shooter comes from 1 month ahead of the Star Wars The Force Awakens, the movie, and is coming to PC, PS4, Xbox One in North America on November 17th, and in the UK on November 20th.
Now, I fully expect Donnie and Tricky to buy it, and when I talk Alex into buying his PlayStation 4, Alex is going to get it.
Well, if you notice in what I said, it's a multiplayer shooter. They have confirmed that Battlefront does not have a single player campaign.
That's all right.
But it does have co-op.
That's fine. I can live with that.
You got to talk him into getting a Fishing 4 and talk me into getting this.
Put me into an X-Wing. Put me into a TIE Fighter or the Falcon. Or even, I did read... I didn't read a lot. I'm trying to stay spoiler free, but I did read you can go stomping around in an AT-AT. So put me in one of those things and let me go to town. Screw running around on the ground killing people. Just put me in a vehicle. Get out of my way.
Give me a double-sided lightsaber, red. Let me go to town if you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. Did you see that IGN article I tagged you in on?
I did, and, I mean, I heard, like, there were rumors, like even before Attack of the Clones came out, that there was gonna be robotic legs for Darth Maul. But him being, like, tattooed and bigger, I could go for that. Bigger horns would look silly. But, I could definitely, I could get down on it. I just think that if you make the horns too big, he's gonna look absurd.
Maybe he'll be DLC.
But I will say that I would totally play or watch a Darth Maul standalone movie.
Oh, I would too.
I would watch all the movies. I'm just not a fan of them.
Well, I'm sorry, Alex, see, this is why you need to get a PlayStation 4. We can go flying around in an X-Wing squadron and just lay some waste to some TIE fighters.
We could. Because that's what good guys do. They beat the bad guys.
That's right.
Like the LA Kings beat the New York Rangers in the Stanley Cup Finals last year. The good guys beat the bad guys.
Yeah, well, the Kings aren't even in the playoffs this year.
It doesn't matter if the Kings are in the playoffs!
Well, it kind of does matter.
No, it doesn't.
Now the Rangers that only have work with Alex?
Now the Rangers don't have to worry about getting beat by the Kings, just the Islanders.
I gotta tell you, that is a warrior mind. I gotta tell you that.
Did they end up winning today? I saw it went to overtime.
The Islanders won 15 seconds into overtime.
Oh, I should have kept watching then.
Maybe. I wanted to watch the race, but apparently that's on delay.
They ain't gonna run today. The last radar, it's raining.
Alright. Speaking of radars, you kind of use the radar when you're flying in the sky, looking at all the stars, or maybe when you're in a boat in the middle of the ocean.
You're looking down at all the stars. Dude, man, you totally
looking up at all the stars.
There you go!
Man, what kind of plane you in?
I'm in a spaceship.
But you said you were in a boat!
I said, or if you're in a boat in the middle of the ocean.
You can't save this. You totally messed up the whole Star Ocean 5 announcement. I mean, you,
thank you.
You totally...
Star Ocean... I was trying, okay?
You were trying. You failed, man. I'm gone a week, and you have not gotten any better in your segues.
This is what I want you to do next week, Tricky. You can freestyle the rest of the show like you always do, but when it comes to the other topics, practice... like segues. Just do that, please.
Well, here's the problem with segues. And let's just pause the topics for a second. Hit the pause.
They actually take talent. Is that why segues? They actually that's
the problem with segues. The segues is as the host, it's hard to know when you guys are done talking about a topic.
Oh, you mean when we're silent and basically waiting for you to go on?
Well, and that's the thing. It's like at some point I have to me and Donnie arguing 5 minutes ago. At some point, we got to cut it off because we got to get the show going. So I listen for you guys to make some kind of reference into the next topic. And then I try to segue, but the problem is 90% of the time that happens, you just keep going, and then the segue is lost.
Well, see, that's why you do what Alex and I did when we were hosting the show. When someone tried to interrupt you with your segue, you just kept going, talking over them, and kept going. Totally ignore them. We are moving on now.
See, I would do that, but Donnie doesn't go in and take out the people talking over each other in the edits.
I will if you would do that. Could you?
Star Ocean 5 has been announced for the PlayStation 4 and the PS3. Now, I'm not a Star Ocean fan, but apparently people lost their minds when we posted this information on ProvingGamer.com. Have any of you guys ever played Star Ocean?
No, I'm not a JRPG person.
Is that what this is? I know nothing about this at all.
I've played Phantasy Star Online. Is this a sequel to that?
I have no idea. I know nothing about this game whatsoever.
Well, good reporting there, Tricky.
I'm just announcing it's been announced.
I'm just reporting this game that I've known nothing about has been announced.
Well, like I said, people lost their minds when we posted our Prove It Gamer, so I was like, you know what, maybe we'll just talk about it. All right, so anybody who's lost Star Ocean 5?
And millions of fans out there.
Speaking of millions and millions of fans and millions of copies of games sold.
Well, we weren't talking about that.
Bloodborne has announced that they have sold over 1 million copies.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You ain't ratcheting it. You ain't ratcheting, Clank.
Hold on. You messed up again, Tricky.
How'd I mess
you
up again?
Just said, speaking of millions of fans, Bloodborne has a lot because of those, how many they sold. Not speaking of copies and all that stuff. So you messed it up again.
Alright, Donnie, just take yourself out of the show for the rest of the show.
My bad for helping out the boss, man.
Okay, so Bloodborne has sold 1 million copies. With that announcement, Sony has gotten praise from an unlikely source.
Nintendo?
The head of Xbox, Phil Spencer.
Oh, he about to try to buy Bloodborne from him now.
Head of Xbox, Phil Spencer, has reached out to congratulate From Software and Sony over the success of Bloodborne.
Well, he tried to offer them money to be exclusive for a limited time, and it didn't work.
Taking to Twitter, Spencer praised Spencer praised the way in which the PlayStation exclusive has managed to sell over 1 million copies despite being a new franchise. He tweeted, "I know some will question me, but I wanted to say it's cool to see Bloodborne sell 1 million copies. A new IP is hard. Congratulations at PlayStation and at From Software." Now, that Bloodborne selling 1 million copies, that's awesome. But is anybody surprised to get love from Phil Spencer, which is kind of like our direct competition?
Not entirely. It kind of seems to be the thing now to say, you know, hey, congratulations or way to go, even from a competitor. I mean, shoot, I saw the other day that when Guitar Hero Live was announced, that Rock Band tweeted out congratulations to them for, you know, bringing the franchise back.
Yeah, even Bloods and Crips said, you know, gave props when props was due sometimes.
Wah, wah, wah.
Totally off topic, like way off topic.
something. Oh, wait, that's not a Donnie normal.
Yeah, it's thing not. To it, do. And it's actually probably something I talk about on my show. But.
Whatever talk?
Yes, whatever talk.
Do you like how I did that?
That's, yes,
you
I like that.
Right in there, see? Yeah. See, Tricky, that's how it's done.
Well, I was gonna say, Donnie, what show is that? And then you kind of beat me to it.
Well, when you were reading the tweet post, it kind of hurts me when people read at PlayStation, at From Software, because software and all that stuff. Why you just can't say congrats to PlayStation or and From Software?
Because by tagging them in the tweet, they get a comment.
Well, I know that. I'm saying when people read it.
Oh, it's just because I'm trying to be accurate and reading the actual tweet. That's all it is.
Wait. Are you trying to say you're trying to report the news?
Yes, I'm trying to report the news.
Just like you reported Star Ocean?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And how I'm going to report that apparently Hideo Kojima has not been fired from Konami.
According
Bravo.
To
Bravo! Nice segue!
See, that was a good segue. See, you're lying. Yes. You must have brought your notepad and your pencil today and take notes.
Who knows?
Someone got lucky.
Yeah, I got lucky. Hideo Kojima has not been fired after all, according to clarifying comments from voice actress Donna Burke. Just last week, Burke caused quite a commotion after posting on Twitter that Konami had fired the Metal Gear Solid franchise's beloved creator. Now, Burke has taken back those claims, saying Konami is correct in that Kojima has not actually been fired. As I stated previously, he and his team are still working hard on getting the game out. My sincerest apologies to Konami, Hideo Kojima, and the fans for giving the wrong impression, she said on Facebook. I was trying to add my voice to Okada-san, pleading for the fans to not abandon Metal Gear Solid 5 because of the stuff happening at Konami, and to throw my support behind Kojima and everyone who's worked over the last 5 years and is working to make this the greatest game ever. Kojima himself confirmed in a statement that he is still 100% involved in the completion of the Phantom Pain and was determined to make it the greatest game he's ever directed. So my apologies for upsetting you all. Now, we've gone over this, Donnie. I think this is a PR move.
I just feel like that would have been like the dumbest thing Konami could ever done.
No, I think Konami fired him. I think her releasing the statement is a PR move. I really do.
I want to say that this would probably be maybe stupid on his part too, if this was true. Like, maybe Kojima is fed up with Konami and he decided to leave, but they just decided that, well, since he's leaving, let's just throw fire on it. But since he stated that he's about to leave us, let's just throw fire and make it worse than what it is. You know, cause I would say Konami would be stupid to get rid of him, but I would say maybe he feel like he can do something better or he would just want to move on to his own thing and just say, you know, I'm leaving Konami, and they just took it and just ran with it. That's what I would like to say instead of them just getting rid of him.
Alright. I'm gonna withhold my comments on this because I don't want to keep saying the same thing over and over again every week. But speaking of the same thing over and over again, Activision is apparently not to go down that route with the new release of Guitar Hero Live.
Okay.
As Yield has pointed out, etc.
I will pay attention to this because I got some things to say.
as far as Kojima or this?
The Guitar Hero. Kojima is the same thing that we always talk about. We most of us feel that it's a gigantic, advertising marketing ploy. So moving on, Guitar Hero, let's talk.
Alright, Activision has announced Guitar Hero Live, the latest installment in the popular franchise, and will be released in the autumn of this year, 2015. Developed by Freestyle Games, whose previous credits include DJ Hero and DJ Hero 2, Guitar Hero Live will cost $99.99 and is currently planned for the PS4, Xbox One, PS3, 360, and Wii U. Additionally, select mobile devices will support the game, and it is currently up for pre-order on Amazon.com. A new controller has also been revealed with two rows of three buttons. While artists confirmed to join the tracklist include the Black Keys, Fall Out Boy, My Chemical Romance, Gary Clark Jr., Green Day, Ed Sheeran, The War on Drug, The Killers, Skillricks, The Rolling Stones, The Lumineers, Pierce the Veil, and Blitz Kids. The biggest change for gameplay is the switch to a first-person perspective, which places you on stage looking at the crowd who will react in real time to how well you play. Alongside this, the new Guitar Hero TV multiplayer mode enables you to challenge your friends or random players. Now, as I announced with the guitar already, it is now, instead of having five single buttons side by side by side, you are now going to have, it's going to be three buttons that are going to be next to each other on the neck to simulate actually moving your finger onto different strings rather than just moving on different frets. Now, with the new guitar, it has also been announced that because the old Guitar Hero guitars will no longer work, many people were looking to throw away their old Guitar Hero guitars, but hold up before you do that, because Harmonix has confirmed that the old Guitar Hero guitars and drums will be compatible with Rock Band 4. With all that being said, Yield, I know you said you had things you wanted to say. Now that I've gotten all the news out of the way, let's talk about this.
Okay, so the new guitar, I saw a picture of it. And I'm not for sure what I feel about the six buttons and the two rows. It looks cool. The design of the guitar looks really cool. I believe the concept will be really cool. So I give them props for that. I think that's a nice little addition to the plastic guitar gaming genre. The whole first person view and the fact that the crowd reacts to how you're playing and you can get stage fright and an adrenaline rush and stuff like that. I'm just, that's gimmicky stuff that when Harmonix took off and did their own thing and Guitar Hero was left on its own, that's what drove Guitar Hero downhill was they started getting too gimmicky. And quite frankly, I don't want that. I want, Rock Band 4.0, basically. I mean, just, and that's what I'm getting. So, I give them props for the new controller, but everything else, it just feels like a gimmick.
All right. Well, the first person perspective, let me take you back to a couple episodes ago where when we announced Rock Band 4, I brought up the fact that Hip Hop Gamer asked Harmonix, what if we could put on a VR headset and actually be on stage? Now Guitar Hero has given us that look without having the VR. So, I mean, in a way, we're kind of like saying, hey, listen, this would be cool if it was a Rock Band 4, and then Guitar Hero turns around and says, yo, we're giving you that.
Well, now I've kind of seen it, and I don't like it.
Okay, well, at least you're honest.
So
the idea was good, but now it's actually been in practice. You're
I saw the trailer a little bit, and I'm just like, yeah, I don't care for the realism. I kind of like the cartoony look of the crowd and everything. I don't really, I like my Moose Jaw Bordeaux and all the other crazy characters that are in your band or can be in your band. And
I didn't know what the hell you were talking about.
You didn't? Oh, okay.
Pandora and all them. I didn't say the Guitar Hero characters. I got you.
No, I was like, Rock
who
band
the hell's
characters.
Moose Jaw? No, that was, that was Rock Band
characters. So, I mean, like I said, I give them props for the guitar. I like the innovation in that. But the other gimmicks, I don't care. I just want to play my favorite songs and have fun.
The biggest thing that I'm going to see with this is now that, as Harmonix has picked up the slack in this, but we've always had, I can't say always, but we had a point where both games were coming out and it didn't matter which guitar you had because either guitar could be used on either game. It seems like Activision is really trying to separate themselves in this by going down this path. Now, Do you see that? I'll ask Alex this. Do you see this as a good move to by Activision saying, okay, let's separate us from the way Harmonix is doing it? Or are they? Do you think they're really behind us, like saying this is the future of music games?
No, I mean, part of the problem is I started out as a Guitar Hero fan. I bought Guitar Hero, the original Guitar Hero, Guitar Hero 3, played 2, and then I switched over to Rock Band because, quite frankly, the only thing that I really saw is the, I mean, yeah, like, I only played the guitar. I didn't care about playing the drums. I didn't care about singing. I didn't, you know, any of that. I only played guitar and bass. So, for me, switching over from one to the other was very easy. For me, it was the soundtrack, which really was the thing, specifically Megadeth P-Cells in Rock Band 2 that really drove me to Rock Band. So the fact that I could go transition from one so easily and just kind of hop ship shows that they really need to do something to separate themselves. You can't make something that's just another music game. You have to say, okay, we're leading innovation, because for years, I mean, Activision has put out games that haven't really been innovative. They've just maybe been innovative once and then just continued to iterate on that innovation, but not necessarily bring something new to the table.
All right. And, Donnie, I know you're not really interested in all this, but how do you feel about all this?
About what?
All right. Yield, what about you? You think it's good that they're separating themselves?
What? Yeah, because like I said, I kind of like the idea. So as long as it works, you know, like if they bring back the whole store demos, I will go over and try that guitar just to see how natural to me. I mean, not that I play guitar, but to see how natural it feels. You know, is it something that you know? I know it's just one extra button, but is it something that I can pick up on? I'm getting Rock Band, so I hope this works for Guitar Hero. The one thing that kind of made me pause when I read it was they let the people who made DJ Hero make this new game, and didn't Activision bail on DJ Hero very quickly?
Well, I don't know if they bailed on it. They did come out with a sequel to it.
They did come out with a sequel, but I'm pretty sure that shortly after that sequel,
I think that was the end of music games. I mean, I think that was just like the downfall, is like saying, okay, Guitar Hero is just going too far with this now. They're just exploiting things just for the sake of exploiting them, which is Activision's business model. I mean, let's just be real.
Well, yeah.
Alright, so that is going to bring us to the end of our topics, but we do have a topic of the week, and I think this is going to give a little bit of conversation.
It's going to have a lot of bleeps, and then after that, I'm moving on to another topic of the week.
Yeah, and Donnie's going to have to be really, you have another topic of the week? Okay.
Well, I'm just going to go back to something, and we can discuss about it. It may not spawn much discussion, but I want to talk.
All right, well, Donnie's going to have his editing skills to do with this conversation.
Well, this conversation is just going to be so so.
All right, so our topic of the week is Mortal Kombat is introducing its first gay character. Now, what anybody that's played the game in the story mode has come across a character called Kung Jin. Kung Jin is a member of the Special Forces Unit and is a descendant of the series regular Kung Lao. One particular flashback in Chapter 4 features Raiden urging the young guy to join the Shaolin monks. He replies, I can't, they won't accept. In which Raiden responds, they only care of what is in your heart, not whom your heart desires. A couple fans have picked up on this, and NetherRealm's cinematic director Dominic I can't even say your last name, buddy. I'm sorry. Confirmed the theory, tweeting, I see people are picking up on the subtleness contained in his flashback. Glad we have observant fans.
What?
Now, here's my problem with this, and this is why I want to have this discussion. I am getting tired of seeing on the news, you know, our first gay football player, our first gay basketball player, our first gay video game character. My problem lies with this. I don't care if you're gay, you're straight, or you're bisexual. That's not news. Okay? It is nobody's business. Public, out in the public, whether, which way you go sexually. And to make a spectacle of it. To have, what was his name? Michael Sam?
Yeah.
To have, to put Michael Sam, and the only reason people know his name right now is because they threw him all over TV saying he's the first gay athlete to go into the NFL draft.
Well, no, no, not the first gay. Openly gay.
Oh, excuse me. Openly gay. I am tired of reading news stories like this.
He just open about it.
It's pissing me off. I could care less whether or not you're gay or you're straight. Don't put this on my TV. Don't put this in my news stories. I'm happy that NetherRealm and Warner Brothers decided to make one of their characters gay, but this should not be a news story. My rant is over.
First, I want to say,
Donnie,
I'm going to take a word or a quote from you. Well, I can't actually quote it word for word. I'm just going to say, Tricky, you can't have them say, don't put this in your news thing because you don't like it. It's other people out here that want to know about it, Tricky. You don't care about your opinion,
no, no,
Tricky.
No, no, no.
We can't just stop making things because Tricky don't like it. That's what you would say to me.
No, the difference to...
I don't want to hear about it. There's other people out there want to hear about it, Tricky.
The difference in what I say to you and what I just said is you will say, don't make any more gay characters.
No.
I don't care if they make gay characters. Don't give me a news story saying, hey,
same
we put
thing.
Our first gay character in our video game.
Same thing. Same
Look
thing.
At us.
But I want to say, first of all...
No, it's not the same thing.
Who's to say this guy is gay anyway? Who's to say that? First, this is... Because people always look for the negative out of everything anyway. And since he said it's what your heart... Not what your heart desires. Why you gotta be gay? Why can he just not like Quintana? Or why can he just not like Melina and they wouldn't approve of him liking Melina? You know what I'm saying? Why does it have to be, I've got our fans picked up on our subtleness about it. I don't even think he gave us a direct answer or a direct comment. He just said subtleness about it. Who's to say they was being subtle about it? Or who's to say that was a subliminal message about the guy being gay? Like I just said, it's just, what if he just did, what if he liked Jade or Tanya and the Shaolin monks wouldn't approve of him like a Netherrealmer? Or, Edenian,
I agree with what you're saying 100%. I mean, if this wasn't confirmed by somebody at NetherRealm,
I picked up on our subtleness. That's just saying.
Well, he was asked if it's his first gay character, and his response was, I'm glad people are picking up on our subtleness, he's not outright saying, yes, he's gay in. It's not saying that he is gay. It's not denying
exactly.
The fact.
He's pleading the film, just like anybody else. Cosby pleaded the film. He didn't do it. OJ pleaded the film. He didn't do it either. But I'm just saying, he didn't say whether he is or not. I'm just going on the fact of, people just always go to the negative no matter what. That's human instinct to go to the negative. Nobody said nothing about him being a fun boy. They just said, oh, what his heart desires. Oh my goodness. He have it in for, he like Raiden. He like Liu Kang. What the heck, man? People, gamers, again, what the heck?
All right, Alex.
Yes.
How do you feel about all this?
I mean, I don't think it's really news considering that there have been gay characters in movies, books, and other games. So you introduce your first gay character. I'm with you, Tricky. I mean, you include your first gay character in 2015. Congratulations. Nice going. I mean, that's, you want a pat on the back. And it's not necessarily, you know, NetherRealm being the one to report this, you know, not saying like throwing a party and it's like, yay, we did so well. But, I mean, for someone to put this as news, like, it shouldn't be. It's like, you know, an actor announcing that they're gay. You know, it's news on Yahoo and TMZ, but it shouldn't be. I mean, who cares? I mean, you wouldn't report the news. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You wouldn't report that someone's straight or, you know, heterosexual. You wouldn't say that, oh, so-and-so likes to date women. I mean, that wouldn't be news if, you know, you're talking about a guy who's straight.
You won't hear this. Hey, turns out so-and-so really wasn't gay. You wouldn't hear that.
I mean, Donnie, we speculated with The Last of Us. We said we knew that Bill was gay because they confirmed that Bill was a gay character. But me and you, and I think Yield and Alex also,
No, we knew Bill was gay because he had freaking Playgirl magazines. He was
I know that. But we also speculated that maybe Ellie was lesbian.
No, you and everybody else expected that because two children end up kissing each other on the lip. Just like I would kiss my brother on the lip or something. You know, it's the same thing. They're just showing love. Just because they're two kids or two females kissing, they happen to be kids. Oh my God, they're lesbians. You and everybody else expected that. I didn't expect no such thing. I just felt I seen two female friends who just happened to love one another, and they just knew that this just might be their end, and they wanted to show that I love you and I'm there for you. No matter what goes down, bit or not, I'ma be there for you. That's what I saw. I didn't see a freaking little kid lesbian child pornography act thing go down. That's you and all these other sickos out here who think everybody gotta be gay because whatever they see, they have nothing. I mean,
God is gay.
All right.
That's what y'all
the
real.
Yield, how do you feel about this first gay Mortal Kombat character?
I could care less.
And, you know, and I hate the fact. Did you listen to the trailer or
no? I didn't actually.
He stated that somebody, the guy said it's about, and I think that it's about time that we implement more gay characters into video games. I'm like, dude. What that statement kind of got me.
Without hearing him say that statement pisses me off.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, like, why is there a need to let it be known that a character is not?
That was exactly my point when I started this. Yeah, why should we care whether or not a character is gay or not? The character is a character. We're gonna like the character. I mean, is it all of a sudden, you know, we're in love with, I say the word love, but, you know, everybody's favorite character, you know, let's just argue and say it's Scorpion. Are we going to change our opinion because they reveal that Scorpion was gay all these years? No.
Turns out that all this time he's been mad at Sub-Zero because he's been in love with him.
Okay,
Sub-Zero
but I mean, is that going to change our opinion of Scorpion? Are people going to stop playing him because
I ain't playing with Scorpion ever again. That turned out to be.
But no. I mean, that's my point. It's like, why do we care whether or not they're gay? I mean, you know, Bill being gay in The Last of Us, that was for comic relief. I'm not saying that gay people are, you know, are for comedy, but it was the comic relief.
No, that's exactly.
It was the comic relief
saying.
Of Ellie with the Playgirl magazine. I mean, they didn't outright say, "Okay, Bill's gay," but we knew he was gay because of the comedy that was put in with Ellie. So, I mean...
Well, and also the letters that you found.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the letters, too. That was a confirmation, most definitely. So it was
The letters were a downright
but
statement.
But the point is, and I think we're all in agreement here, is it does not matter whether or not a character is gay or not. Stop making this news. Stop... And you know what? I actually feel bad for people like Michael Sam. Because I know he got off on the publicity, but they exploited him. And I know why he did it. He wanted to have a career in the NFL. You know, he wanted his name out there, and I get that. But they exploited him, and I actually feel, I feel sad for him that he was put through all that. I don't feel sad for him because of that. I feel sad that they exploited him because he likes man's butt. All right, so that is going to bring us to the end of the show, because I can't keep discussing.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, you had a topic. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so did anybody watch the in-game engine footage for Battlefront?
I did not.
Are you kidding?
You know what? I like Star Wars, but the Star Wars games never have done anything for me.
So I'm the only one that actually watched it. Alex, did you watch it, please?
I watched it.
You did? Okay. So I'm going to talk to Alex here. Everybody else can go along for the ride.
I'm going
to
go smoke a cigarette then.
No, but you got to listen because you got to comment on this because you're a Star Wars guy, so you know what I'm talking about.
I will listen.
So when the dude shoots the AT-ST with the rocket and he blows up, I was a little kind of, I find that hard to believe, but okay, I'll go with it. What really irked me at first was when the AT-AT shows up and just laying waste to everybody. They call in the Y-Wings and they drop like 3 bombs on them and nuke them. And I'm just like, what the fuck? You just wiped out an AT-AT with 3 bombs? You know, I mean, I'm used to, you gotta harpoon and fly around the sucker and make it trip.
Somebody's probably upset.
I was a little irked. You gotta shoot it at the top of the neck.
Okay,
but then I calmed down and Y-Wings are pretty powerful, but still, man. Yeah.
They gotta be flying pretty low.
So, I mean.
Hold on a second. Before you go. The ATA, those are the camel-looking guys with the 4 wheels walking?
The AT-ATs, yes, are the gigantic things on Hoth that you saw in Empire Strikes Back.
That are walking on all fours.
All fours, yes.
Okay, that's my Star Wars lore. I lose names.
All terrain attack transport.
Okay, I lose track of names of things. So
the two-legged one, or what people prefer to call the chicken walker, is the AT-ST.
Okay, go ahead.
So, Alex, I mean, what would you think about that when the Y-Wings just took out the walker?
You know, honestly, I wasn't even thinking about that. I was like, damn, this game looks pretty.
I was thinking that too, but...
I mean, I don't know, like, it's... You gotta suspend your disbelief in some situations, because it's... Even though it's rooted in a series that's been around for 3 decades, or a franchise that's been, you know, around 3 decades, I mean, it's a video game... You know, and we don't know how powerful exactly the science behind those bombs is, those rockets or whatever that the Y-Wing shot. So, I mean, going from LucasArts and Lucasfilm to Disney, I mean, and even with people's interpretations of the games, I mean, stuff's going to change, little things here and there. I mean, the big question is, with it being multiplayer, does it work well? Does it function? Can you get online and play a game? And is it fun? Does it look good? I mean, really, that's all.
That's what I want. I mean, I'm excited for this game, but I want to see some gameplay footage because I will invest time in this game, but it's got to play good. You know, the TIE fighters, the X-Wings, the Y-Wings, they all got to have their purpose. You can't have one superiorly, you know, over the other one. Like, you know, I was excited to read that I get to walk around or lumber around in an AT-AT, you know, it should be able to be taken down, but it should be really tough to do it. So, I mean, I'm cautiously optimistic. There we go, we'll say that. I'll probably pre-order it anyway.
Yeah, you are.
I know. it's Star Wars. I bought the Force Unleashed games, and everybody said those sucked, and I enjoyed them.
That is going to bring us to the end of our show. Let's move on to our housekeeping.
Yeah.
Oh, just for that, did anybody see the trailer for Force Awakens?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so did anybody at the very beginning, when they're going across the desert, and you see the Star Destroyer crashed into the desert?
Yes, they had the Spaceballs guys down there.
No, I didn't think about that. No, I was going to say, did anybody else think of Starkiller when that happened?
No.
No?
All right, let's move on to our housekeeping.
I guess yeah.
ProvingGamer.com is looking for some staff members. We're looking for some writers, podcasters, news editors. news reporters and video editors and generalized help with the site. If you're interested in buying, go to provengamer.com and click on the Help Wanted tab and fill out the application. While you're on the website, be sure to check out all of our articles and check out all of our videos. Speaking of our videos can be found on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proving Gamer.
YouTube?
While you're cruising the web, because we know you're on Facebook, please stop by Facebook, do a search for Proving Gamer, and please hit that like button. If you want to get a hold of us, there are several ways you can get a hold of us. You can send us an email at trophyhorse@provinggamer.com. You can give us a phone call to the number yield.
330-PROVEN-9. That's 330-776-8369.
Did you look?
No, actually, I was trying to scroll down, but I couldn't get there fast enough. So, ha, I did it by memory.
So now you know you don't have to scroll in the future.
No, I'll have to scroll in the future.
If you can get a hold of us on Twitter by doing a, contacting the site at Proven Gamer, the show at Trophy Horse, me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist. You can contact Alex at Saundersaurus Rex. And you can contact Yield, and I yield to no one.
Because everybody wants to talk to me and Alex.
Speaking of getting a hold of us, we haven't done it in a while because the four of us haven't been on a show in a while. Let's also give our PlayStation Network IDs. Yield, what is your PlayStation Network ID?
My PlayStation Network ID is I yield to no one. I keep it simple. IYIELD, the number 2, NO, the number 1. Please tell me you listen to the show. I'm not a fan of blank friend requests.
And Alex?
My PSN ID is Raise Havoc, RAISEHAVOK, all one word. And, like Yield, if you're gonna add me, just, let me know who you are. Say, I'm a listener, I'm a fan of Trophy Horse, I'm a fan of Proven Gamer.
And Donnie?
That DTN, THATDTN, and also the same with me. Let me know. I ask anyway. I always ask, like, who is this?
And I am TRICKYMIC.
OUSC.
I was waiting for that.
you try to zip right through it too, so nobody knew it.
No, I actually hesitated at the end because I was waiting for you to go MOUSC. Yeah, and I'm the same way. If you're going to send me a friend request, please just let me know who you are. I will accept you anyway, but most times you'll get a message back to me saying, who the hell are you? How do I know you? Whatever. It's just, you know, let us know who you are from the start, and, you know, this way we can just add you and there's no delay on that. With all that being said, there are other podcasts on the site now, gentlemen.
What?
Yes.
We're growing?
We have two new podcast. And,
two?
And hopefully
whoa. I don't know if we can handle more than Trophy Horse, alright?
We might have a third one by next week.
What?
Yes.
Man, I really gotta start coming to these company meetings.
Our first podcast, everybody knows, is PG Spoilers. You know that we have a couple coming, soon. Be sure to check our Facebook group and check out all the dates and times for those. Our other podcast that we have is Press X to Win. That is a new podcast brought on. It stars, Nate and Jake. They do bring a two-man show and they discuss anything and everything. Speaking of anything and everything,
GameCorp's going to sue them.
We have another podcast, which is called The Bladed Tech Show. Be sure to check that.
Bladed Tech Show?
Bladed Tech Show.
I kind of like the name.
Right now they are, the episode is bringing all his, past inventory, past shows to the show. We're slowly getting them on the site. They are currently on episode 35. Be sure to check that out. He has, we had a gentleman by the name of Austin bring the show to the site. He has
What's the show about?
It's anything.
Besides tech.
It's not even about tech. It's about all the news and discussion, Game of Thrones, TV, comic books, everything.
Oh, so they're a geek show.
And, he's now brought on a new co-host by the name of Chris, so be sure to check that show out. And hopefully by next week, I can announce another podcast being brought to the site, although we're still working out the details of that. I don't know that I can confirm that yet.
Man, where'd you steal all these people from?
You can't buy me, Tricky.
I'm working. I tried to get Donnie on the site too, but he says he's too cool for us.
No. No, the show is too raw for Tricky. That's what it is. He's afraid of it.
All right. If you listen to this podcast, we greatly appreciate it, but you can listen to this podcast and all the other podcasts I just mentioned on iTunes and Stitcher. So if you could, and you listen to us on iTunes or Stitcher, please stop by, leave a rating, preferably 5 stars. Let us know how good of a job we're doing or bad how we're doing, and even let the new guys know. You can also get a hold of us by going to the SpeakPipe app, which is on the right side of Proven Gamer, and also on our Facebook page. That is not just for the podcasters. That is for anybody on the site. With that being said, that is our housekeeping, but we do have some sponsors. Alex, tell us about Extra Life, sir.
Extra Life is an annual gaming marathon, 24 hours. This year is on November 7th. And basically what you do is it's run through the Children's Miracle Network of Hospitals, and you basically select a hospital represented by the Children's Miracle Network, and you gain sponsors, raise money for the hospital, and everything that you raise goes to the hospital, so 100% of the money that you do raise goes to help the sick children at that hospital of your choice. And basically all you got to do is play 24 hours worth of video games the entire day. So you get to kind of do what you like to do, and you get to do something good in an easy way. And you can go to the website and create your own group or join a group. I know Proven Gamer has a group. So yeah.
All right. Our other sponsor, Yield. Can you GoFundMe?
No, GoFund you.
No, GoFundMe.
No, GoFund you. Right, go to GoFundMe.com/ProvenGamer. We are trying to earn some money to buy better podcasting equipment for ourselves so we can bring you, the fans, a better podcasting experience.
And, Donnie, tell us about your favorite, rainforest.
Belle Isle Woods. Belle Isle Island Woods. Downtown Detroit.
Alright, tell us about the rainforest that sponsors us.
We got a rainforest that sponsors. What kind of people are you talking to, man? Dude, like my voice.
Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. Each and every time you do your normal shopping, stop by Proven Gamer first, click on any Amazon link, and continue to normal shopping. Doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. With that being said, let's close out this show. Alex, it's been 2 weeks in the waiting. Give us your shout-outs.
I want to give a shout-out to the fans because they're awesome, and they keep us going. They're our fuel, and we appreciate you guys for listening. Give a shout-out to Clover Studios and Capcom for bringing us the wonderful Okami. And I want to give a shout-out to my girlfriend, Christina, my love, my lady. Thank you for being just so wonderful to me.
And Donnie.
I want to give a shout-out to the listeners. As always, you guys rock. Give a shout-out to you guys. You guys rock just as well as the listeners do. I'm kind of light this week. Shout-out to anybody who listened to the show, whatever talk. You know, I appreciate that.
Yield.
Yeah.
I will give a shout-out to Evolution Studios, the makers of MotoStorm. That was a very good racing trilogy. Each game got better, and Apocalypse was just an absolutely amazing game. Still got the doorknobs of Mysterious Rex, as me and my friends like to say, but it's still an absolutely fun game to play, and the four-player, I still love how they got four-player split-screen, where you can sit down with your buddies and just crash each other. So, good for that. I will give a shout out to Tim Schafer and Double Fine for Brutal Legend. That game is, it's fun. It's why, in this time of where everybody's critical and everyone's got a podcast or a blog about everyone's so critical of gaming and all that, it's really hard and really easy to get lost in the fact of you play games to have fun. So, this is one of them games of, yeah, you can nitpick it to death. It's got, you know, tanky controllers here and blah, blah, blah. But it's fun, and it's funny. The writing's good, so, you know, good for that. I'm going to try to go for the platinum as long as I don't get the save bug glitch that everybody talks about for this game. Shout out to the fans for listening. Shout out to you guys. It was a little weird not recording last week.
You missed us.
I did, in a way. I was doing the family Easter thing, but it's a little weird not making fun of each other for an hour or two. A shout out to the developers that are actually starting to really get into the swing of things with the next gen consoles. I believe I will be next gen about June. I believe it'll be June 1st when I go next gen.
Sweet.
If anybody gets the reference of why it'll be June 1st.
I got the reference, but I'm gonna leave it.
You got the reference?
I'm gonna leave it as a mystery for everybody else.
Alright.
But once you go next gen, that would be three of the four horrors next gen.
I know, I'll tell you, I'm gonna work on Alex. Rock Band's coming. I need somebody else besides Tricky to rock out with, so. I gotta work on Alex.
Cause I rock out with my cock out, so.
Well, it's a good thing I won't have a PlayStation camera because I won't be seeing that. And then see, we're gonna have to get some toasty stickers on our PlayStations, so.
And I want to give a shout out to Austin, to Chris, to Nate, and to Jake. They have brought their podcast to the website. I want to thank them. We can only get better and stronger the more we stand together, and I am very happy that they have decided to join the website. I want to give a shout out to our newest writers. I cannot remember your name right now. Ryan.
What kind of boss are you?
Over this last week, I have hired and fired about 20 people.
You're hired. No, wait, you're fired.
Well, no, I fired more people than I hired, so I'm trying to make sure I get their names right. Ryan is our newest writer. I want to thank you for coming onto the website. I want to give a shout out to Sweet Mama D, who kind of interrupted the show. Hopefully Donnie edits it and you don't really notice that.
I saw her walk across behind you.
I want to give a shout out to the goddess who is taking care of Sweet Mama D, why I do this every week. I can never explain how much that actually helps me and it means to me. And last but not least, I want to give a shout out to the listeners and to the New York Rangers who have earned the President's Trophy, have clinched that, and are now two games into the playoffs, in which, yes, they did suffer their first loss last week, or last night, as of this recording, but are still the heavy favorite to win the cup this year, so go Rangers. So, if there's nothing else, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
Later.
Now I won't fish on the campy car worthy. See you next week.
Check it. You done made it to another one.
Replay.
Oh, download another one.
Continue your horno.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it. Just to forget the ray and leave a comment. And thanks again for listening to this show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.